It's day four of the concerted campaign to get the abridged audio version of Voices recorded. I've managed to cut the text to under 90,000 words and so far have about 35,000 recorded. That's about 3.5 hours running time, but it's about 16 hours work. I've just recorded an 18-minute marathon that took me slightly over 2 hours. The main problem is tripping over words. I don't stop the recording for them, but let it continue and reread. In some cases, I reread as many as half a dozen times before I manage to get it right. In extreme cases, I've been known to pause the recording, go back to the text and rewrite using words that are easier to get my Yorkshire tongue round. That's not the only problem. Yesterday, I was in the middle of recording one piece when a mate rang on my mobile. I'd forgotten to switch the bloody thing off and I had the theme from Star Wars backing up my words. After much cursing and silencing the phone, I got back to the recording a good minute further on. The ambient noises of the house can be an irritation too. This afternoon, the missus buggered off to bed and left the washing machine on. I only found out when the spinner kicked in. The dog's unwell and he coughs or farts at regular intervals. I can't leave them in. Voices are a supernatural thriller, not a comedy. I haven't kept a close eye on it, but my best guess is that as much as a quarter of the recording has to be cut when I go over it. This afternoon's 18-minute section started life as 24 minutes. I've noticed some problems with the quality too. The microphone and software are left on the same settings, but the quality seems to vary within a recording. Sometimes it comes through clean and green, at others it's almost muted, and at yet others the sound bursts through the red line barrier and crackles. I have to re-record those bits and paste them in. Greg at Big Bad Media and other people say they can hear where I've edited. It comes across as little clicks on the finished version. I have to admit I can't hear them. But then I'm deaf as a post, so it's hardly surprising, is it? It's all a massive learning curve, and if it's convinced me of anything, it's that I'm glad I'm a writer, and not a professional voiceover artist.